안녕하세요. 회화와 문법을 동시에 공부하는 Everyday English, VOA 매일 영어 진행의 이은경입니다. 오늘은 어떤 질문을 받았는데 대답하기 힘든 얘기를 시작할 때 사용할 수 있는 말, 대화를 통해 알아보겠습니다. Welcome to the show, John.
Thank you for having me.
Today, we want to talk about how you start a sentence when you can't answer right away.
Well, I might say, that's a hard question. Or I'd say maybe, it's just that, and then I'd pause and think of an answer after that.
Then let me ask a hard question. Are you going to move to Florida after retirement?
Well, it's just that I have to think about that. How about you? Are you planning to leave town after retirement?
It's just that I have to take care of my parents. So it's just that. It's just that은 그게 말이죠. 이 정도로 해석하시면 됩니다. 또 곤란한 질문을 해야 할 때 사용할 수 있는 표현으로 I was wondering if 뭐뭐 한지 궁금해서요. 또는 if you don't mind asking 물어봐도 괜찮다면 이런 식으로 질문을 할 수 있습니다. John, tell me, how do you start a sentence if you are going to ask someone a perplexing question? What I mean by that is you are going to ask a question that will put someone on the spot.
Okay, if you put someone on the spot, you put them in a difficult situation, often by making them answer a difficult question. If the question I'm about to ask is putting someone on the spot, I'll say, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but I have to ask you this question. Or, if you don't mind, can I ask you something? Or, I was wondering if I can ask you something.
That's a good idiom. Put someone on the spot. Could you use that in a sentence?
You just put me on the spot. I can't think of it offhand.
That's very good. 당신은 나를 곤란하게 만드시네요. 이런 표현, you put me on the spot. You kind of put me on the spot. 당신은 나를 곤란하게 만드시네요. 이렇게 말할 수 있습니다. 그리고 어떤 것이 생각이 금방 떠오르지 않을 때 방금 좌니 말한 것처럼 I can't think of it offhand. 생각이 얼른 떠오르지 않는다. 이렇게 말을 할 수가 있습니다. Offhand, 준비 없이 바로 이런 뜻인데요. I can't think of it offhand 또는 I can't think of it right now. 같은 표현입니다.
Yes, I can't think of it offhand. I can't think of it right now. I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
Off the top of my head. 지금 당장은 이런 뜻인데요. Top of my head. 내 머리 꼭대기에서 off, 떨어져 나온. 지금 당장의 머리에 떠오르는 그런 뜻입니다. 그럼 이번에는 off the top of my head라는 표현을 사용해서 질문을 해보도록 하겠습니다. 한국 음식 중에 지금 당장 떠오르는 요리들이 뭐가 있는지 물어보도록 하겠습니다. Could you name some Korean dishes off the top of your head?
You mean other than kimchi? And I can't think of anything right now. I will say, I can't think of anything off the top of my head. Or, I can't think of it offhand.
생각이 바로 떠오르지 않을 때는 I can't think of it offhand. I can't think of anything off the top of my head. 또 갑자기 생각났을 때 I just remembered. 또는 It just occurred to me. 생각났는데 이렇게 문장을 시작할 수도 있습니다.
Come to think of it, how about soju?
That's not a dish.
Well, then rice comes to mind.
오케이, 잔이 생각해보니까 라는 표현으로 come to think of it 이라는 표현을 사용했습니다. 어떤 생각이 들었다, comes to mind, crosses my mind 이란 표현도 있습니다.
Speaking of Korean dishes, it's time for lunch. What would you like to have?
Nothing really comes to mind.
And it just crossed my mind that the cafeteria closes early today.
Everyday English, 비오의 매일 영어. 오늘은 대답하기 곤란할 때 그게 말이죠 라는 표현으로 It's just that 그리고 생각이 얼른 떠오르지 않을 때 I can't think of it offhand 생각이 얼른 나지 않네요 I can't think of anything off the top of my head 상대방의 질문에 바로 대답할 수 없을 때 사용할 수 있는 표현들 살펴봤습니다.